Okay, Julia is going to do the call. Thank you, Aziz. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the AFRALO meeting, Wednesday, 12th of March, 2014, 18:30 time UTC. On the English channel today, we have Mwengo Tiduba, Adeko Tiombo, Abiola, Barack Otieno, Philip Johnson, Alan Greenberg, Otunte Otwene, Mohamed El Bashir. On the French channel, we have Isa Zilali, Tijani Benjema, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Pekan Mokoulibaly, Philippe Atro, Michel Tonan, Delmo, et Etienne Chishimbi. We have the apologize of Pierre Devenu-Locosu, and the staff is Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Kruber, and Julia Charvolin. The interpreters are Claire and Fernanda. Thank you. Please just stay in mute when you are not speaking, and when you take the floor, please say your name for the interpreters to identify you on the other channel and for the transcript too. Thank you very much. Okay, Aziz, you have the floor. Good evening. Thank you, Julia. I'm very glad to meet back with all of you during this teleconference of Wednesday, 12th of March, 2014. Before to begin, I'd like to have a short thought for Fatimata, our sister. She's not able to be here with us today, and all the ICANN community with her had a terrible drama. Her husband died on last Wednesday morning, so I wanted to give her our support, and we hope that the two families will have a lot of courage to cross this difficult period and stand this deep difficulties time. Please, Mr. Delmo, you are speaking. Can we mute Mr. Delmo to ask, if you want to ask for the floor, first you have to raise your hand on the Adobe Connect. Okay, do you want to ask something on this drama that happened in Fatimata's life? Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. It's a real drama. Fatimata, our last chairwoman, the first woman in our organization, Fatimata was our sister. She was very witty, very conciliant. She loved everybody, and everybody loved her. She lost her husband, and it's a drama. Aziz, I want you to transmit, to tell her that we are thinking about her, that all the members of this conference call is thinking about her. She deserves our support. I called her twice on the phone. She was in a very bad state. She was very depressed. So I think she needs some words from us, from the members of this conference call. I think it should be something very good. Thank you, Tijani. Aziz is taking back the floor. Thank you, Tijani. Do you want to comment some more? I can't see any hands. So before to begin, I want to welcome two new ALS. We are speaking about ISOC Kenya, I don't know if Barack is here with us. I want to congratulate them, Age Numérique de Ivory Coast, with Philippe Batreau and Delmo. So welcome, both of you, and I hope that your work will increase AFRALO and its activities. If there are no other interventions, I'd like to begin with the second item of the agenda, that is the open public comments. Do you want to have the floor? Somebody wants to have the floor? Who is speaking, please? Delmo? Who wants to speak? Delmo. Delmo, you have the floor. Okay. Delmo, you have the floor. Good evening, everybody. It's a pleasure for us to be here and to take part into the work of your community. I'm very glad. Mr. Delmo, we have problem to hear you. There is a lot of background noise. I'm sorry, but hello. I don't know if the interpreters were able to hear you. The sound is very bad. Okay. Delmo is speaking again. Okay, Aziz is telling him that the sound is very, very bad. If you want to speak, we need to call you back, and we are going to give you the floor later on. Okay, does anyone want to have the floor? Anyone else want to speak before we begin? Okay, as I said, we are going to begin with the first item of the agenda, or the second item of the agenda, open public comments. As usual, we are going to begin with the open public comments, so as all the AFRALO members can follow up the open public comments. It's very important to give your opinion, to have the opinion of our region. So the comments that are currently in public comments, in open public comments, you have them on on wiki page and on the Adobe Connect. So the first item is the Second Accountability Transparency Review Team, ATRT2, final report and recommendations. From 21st February to the 15th of March, the second item is a qualified launch program for new GTLD registries. From the 28th of February to the 15th of March, the third item is the proposed review mechanism to address perceived inconsistent expert determinations on string confusion objections. It is the review process for string confusion or confusion of string on the GTLDs program. It's the expert decision on the confusion for .cam and .com, the confusion between those two domain names. Then it's from the 12th of March to the 2 of April. The fourth item is ICANN Future Meeting Strategy. It's about the strategy of ICANN's meetings for the future. So I want to remind you that we have, as AFRALO, with the African community of the ICANN, we had a meeting in Buenos Aires, and we submitted a statement asking ICANN to follow up the meeting as they are, so we can rotate between among the five regions of ICANN, and Africa is still among those meetings country, because the ICANN meetings are getting bigger and bigger and more expensive. And it's very difficult for many countries to receive, to host this meeting, the ICANN meeting. So we are asking ICANN to adopt a principle to work with each region. And if we can't find a solution for one region, we can try with another region. The other item is, on the open public comments, is the IDN variant TLDs. And it is IDN variant TLDs, LGR procedure implementation. Maximal starting repertoire version 1 is now open for public comment. Then we have the mitigation, the risk of DNS namespace collisions. Then we have the, well, this is from the 31st March and to the 21st April. Then we have the initial report, inter-registrar transfer policy, IRTP, Part D, PDP, and the report that is posted for comment has 12 draft reports, draft proposals. This working group asked the public for its comments and Africa, especially Africa. The last item, the eighth one, is the ICANN strategy panels, the draft reports. These draft reports have been published for public comments, and they are asking for comments and reactions and recommendations. So I think I didn't forget anything. The period is from the 30 April, April the 30th. And the end of this period is not indicated, has not been decided yet. So now we are going to move to the next item, unless you have any question on this open public comment. Okay, Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, Tijani, we are listening to you. You have the floor. Okay, thank you very much, Aziz. I just wanted to tell you that the reply period is not mentioned, but these two columns represent the first one, the end of the comment period, and the second one represents the end of the reply period for these comments. So, for example, for the last case, the ICANN strategy panel draft report, the end of the comment period is on the 30th of April, so you can post your comment. It is open. It is going to end on the 30th of April, and when it is finished, normally there is a reply period. For this, in this case, there is no reply period. This is why you have no date, but for the other items, there is a date of the 3rd of April, for example, for the end of the comment period, and the reply period is ending on the 25th of April, for example, for the 7th item of these open public comments. Okay, I'm very sorry. Says Aziz. Olivier, do you want to add something? Olivier? Okay. Olivier is speaking. Can you hear me? Yes, it's okay. We can hear you. Okay. Thank you. Olivier, I just wanted to add something. Thank you, Tijani. And I wanted to tell you that it's like a pipeline. It's something that is constantly updated. So I hope that we were able to put that in the Adobe page chat so we can refer to this. You can put it in on your browser, web browser, and once a month you can look at the evolution of these comments. You can do it all the time, once a week, once a month, once a day, if you want. It's a continual process. It's something that is constantly updated. Okay, thank you. I'm not on my computer, so I can't tell you more about the chat. But I wanted to add that. Okay, Aziz is taking the floor. Thank you, Olivier. Okay, Mr. Pekongo is asking for the floor. Mr. Pekongo, you have the floor. Pekongo Koulibaly, you have the floor. Hello? Yes? Can you hear me? I just wanted to tell you that I'm new in your family. It's a pleasure for me to work with you. Welcome. Which country are you from? Ivory Coast, yes. Okay, welcome. Welcome, Philippe. And welcome, Barack, and welcome, Pekango, too. Okay, we are going to move to the next item. This is the report, recent and upcoming activities of ILAC. Normally, the ILAC members are Tijani, Aja, Oberan working on that recent and upcoming activities. Who wants to take the floor? Haja or Tijani? Beran is not here. Haja, neither. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, thank you, Aziz. Tijani speaking. Okay, so in ALAC we are working on the Singapore meeting, preparing this meeting. Singapore is a very important meeting because it's going to be the last step for the preparation of the London Summit. So we have a lot of work to do in Singapore to finish the work for the summit so we can begin the implementation after the Singapore meeting. And it is also a very important meeting because it is the meeting coming before the global conference in Brazil, São Paulo, to work on the future of the internet governance of ICANN. And there is a lot of discussions on the ICANN list on this issue, the internationalization of ICANN and of IANA. We prefer to say globalization. We prefer to speak about globalization because it means that all the countries, we are not speaking about countries. We are speaking about the private sectors, the international organization, the countries, etc. So we speak about globalization of the internet. So this Singapore meeting is very important because we are going to prepare the Brazilian conference. The second item on which we are working is the summit of London, the London summit. We made a lot of work about this summit, this London summit. We are almost finished. The agenda is almost ready, and we are preparing now the social event, what we call the social event, what we normally call the showcase. But here, in that case, we don't want to call it the showcase because it's a different approach. It's going to be a networking space, a space for connection among the people. We are going to give each RALO a table for each RALO to put anything they want to make them known. I ask for a visual system for each rallo, because as you know, a screen is very important, more important than paper, so we are going to organize this event. So please, I'm not finished. If I can't speak about that, people are not going to understand. See, Jenny, Aziz is asking for the floor. Julia, can we mute this person because they are disturbing Tijani? Okay, Tijani is... Julia told me that she was going to mute that person. Okay, so we have the social event of London Summit and we have the agenda of the summit. It's almost finished. We are coordinating that with the meeting staff so as to see in which rooms we are going to work, the venue, etc. We are forming the group because, as you know, the summit will be will give a statement at the end. It will be the addition of different thematic groups that we are forming, which are going to work on the different topics in which you are interested. You answered about this question we made to you, and I thank you. The topics, the more asked topics will be addressed, and we have another consultation about the topic choice that you preferred, so you will work on that topic. We didn't have a lot of answers, but we had some answers. I urge you, please, can you answer to this survey? This is a questionnaire with only one question. Please answer to it so we can organize and include you in the group you prefer. If not, we are going to work without knowing your choice, and you won't be in the group you are more interested in. So please, I urge you, can you answer to the questionnaire? This is only one question. We are also working on the capacity building that we are going to give before the summit to all the ILS, for the ILS and their representatives to come already prepared and for them to be able to participate to the summit actively, of course. We are working on that item too. And we have adopted these kind of things, and now we are going to choose the hour and the day of each activity in our agenda program. I hope we will be able to do that in Singapore so we can finish the organization in Singapore. So the summit is getting fine. And I hope, I'm sure in London we are going to have an excellent summit. So then afterward we have a major event for ALAC, and this is the selection of a member of the board selected by at large. And so we are working fine. We had an evaluation committee for the candidates which did its work and chose five candidates. Those candidates are on the vote paper. On the 16th of March, next Sunday, we will vote and we will have a first round to reduce the number of candidates to three candidates. So the idea of the first round is to reduce the number of the candidates to three. We are going to get rid of two candidates. We are going to do it on Sunday, next Sunday, as we normally do, the e-vote. Then, afterward, in Singapore, on Saturday, No, so, I'm sorry. On Sunday, 23rd of March, we are going to vote. This will be the second. On Saturday, and it will be the second round to elect the member of the board for the next 3 years. And normally, this election will end on Sunday in Singapore. It will be a face-to-face meeting. Everybody will participate. People will vote. We will have voting paper. And if we are lucky, we will have a candidate with more than 50% of the vote. If we are not lucky, we are going to be forced to vote a third round on Wednesday to choose to have a candidate that will have more than 50% of the vote. So I'm... Yes, so now we need to finish this vote, this election. We are almost in the last step of the voting period, that is to say the election of the candidates. We are working in ALAC, we are also working on the additional request for budget. As you know, the budget department is asking us to express our budget request for activities not organized in the ICANN budget, and we did it to participate with a workshop in the next IGF. And we are working on the outreach activities, and as you know, ICANN has implemented a pilot program for outreach activities in my region, and each RALO is allowed to have 5 trips, 5 travels. AFRALO has identified only one event, the African Summit of the Internet, which will take place in Djibouti, and we have presented a request for budget. So, in ALAC. And, of course, at large, and all ICANN members are working on the preparation of the Brazil conference to discuss the future of the Internet, and I can tell you that all the ICANN community is very busy and very concerned with this event, and the globalization of ICANN and of the IANA function, how to have a more globalized internet acknowledged by everybody, etc. I think I'm finished. It was all I had to say.
Thank you, Tijani. You anticipated the other items, so we're going to consider as if we had already started to discuss. I will take the opportunity to say that this is a specific meeting. There's a lot of work. Please do not hesitate to ask questions. If you want to speak about a specific topic, Tijani has just talked about 3 important items currently in the AFRALO activities, the organization of this big at large summit, which will take place in London, where all the African ALSs are invited. It's a large summit of around 140 ALSs that will meet from the whole world. from the five regions. ALSs that will meet. This is why this point is so important. If you need this information, you have Sylvia, who have just sent to you the links. And if you have questions to ask orally, we are here to respond. Tijani talked about the selection of members of the board, which is also a very important topic, since the five values are going to elect representatives, but it is not an ALAC representative, but the person will come from the region, from ALAC. So we have the possibility to elect this person. The election will take place, as Itirani has just explained the procedure, and about 15 persons, please correct me if I'm wrong, around 15 persons are going to vote. There are five presidents of RALUS, 3 times 5. This is the three representatives from three members of ALAC that represent each represents one region. So they will vote. Those who are members of ALAC, they vote on their own behalf. Astigiani, the RAN, represents Africa. However, the vote of Afalo is the president who votes, but his vote is guided by the ALSs. This is why we have sent an email in which we asked if you had a preference or if you preferred the president vote to vote for one person or another. The five candidates, if you have sent them by email, are Sebastian Bachelet, Rinalia, Abdul Rahim, Alan Greenberg, Ivan Lebovitz, and Jean Bernon. If you also have questions on this election, please don't hesitate to ask them during this teleconference, because, as Tijani is saying, this is a very important item. The third item, this site has an initiative of RALU. We have asked to have a project from ICANN, a project that we call the CROP, the pilot project for the mobilization of regional outreach pilot project. Each RALU proposes activities in a certain country where we have not many representatives to do outreach. These are the three topics for information that we wanted to give you. Tijani explained this very clearly. Please do not hesitate to ask questions. Or if you are a beginner, if this is your first meeting, I'll take this opportunity. If I haven't said this before, I'm going to say welcome to Beran. I don't know if it's your first meeting. We have only met her on a virtual world. She's a member of ALAC, who represents the region of Africa. So please, do not hesitate to ask questions. I don't know who wanted to take the floor. Michelle, Tijani, Philippe, Patron, and Philippe, Zucum. I will begin by the person I see first in my screen. Michelle. Michelle, you can take, you have the floor. Michelle? While we wait for Michelle, I'll turn the floor to Philippe Patron. Philippe? Yes? Yes, Philippe? Hello? Yes, we can hear you. Yes. Aziz. This is Michelle. Okay, Michelle, go ahead. Go ahead. You have the floor. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to thank the working group who has tried in this extremely well done work process organized by Tijani. I am a bit worried about the three items. The first item is at the level of the workshop. I know that we have received many topic proposals ranging from making choices to facilitating work. This question is practical. Before the work, before the summit, have you conceived to present motions or work to the regions in particular so as to enable us to prepare our participation in a better manner? It will be a matter of saving some time. Like the question is my first concern. Second is at the level of the procedures, administrative procedures. I haven't heard one word about the administrative concern of visas. Have solutions been proposed or facilitated for the participation of AFRALO? Because AFRALO has to answer these questions related to the visa. My final concern is about the vote of implementation. I realize, and if myself, it is my concern can hurt somebody. It's only that we, as an Africa region, we have not understood provisions to have our representatives, which are participation a bit passive. Why can't we have a representative in order to have representatives at that level? Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Tijani, would you like to answer? Yes, if I'm allowed. Before responding to Michelle, I would like to say all the ALSs apply to participate in the summit. Everybody can become an ALS before December 31, 2013. It's possible to demand after the summit of December. Will not be able to come. Second item about the directed. You said that the president of the RALO must have a directed vote. This is not the case. It is possible to have a directed vote. Or the RALO, it's up to the RALO to decide whether the RALO have to direct the vote of the presidents of RALO. But we may decide not to direct the vote of the president. It's a possibility, it's not a duty. Now I'm going to respond to Michelle's question first. Present a motion for summit resolution. Michelle, we're going to begin by constituting the group, thematic group. Once they are created, we'll organize teleconferences before the summit so as to organize one chair for each group to organize each reference document. We will hold training so that the people who are participating in the thematic groups can participate with knowledge. This is when we're going to have this session before the summit. We cannot present something while the work has not been done yet. Second question of visas. The visa is one of the issues. one of the, my first concerns. I realize that it's the, one of the first main concerns of most people at ICANN, especially in terms of the summit. You can be assured that in Buenos Aires already, I had mentioned the question twice. Once, during our meeting with the board, and I saw that the concern had to be engaged to make sure that all participants in the summit had their visas. The CEO decided the same thing. But since I'm careful, I asked the question to the person at the level of management, the meeting of ExCom, which is ALT, is on Friday. I was told we're going to do whatever is needed. We're not going to stop there during the whole preparation of the summit. We're not going to just list the problem. He was one of those who made the effort, the same as in England. He did work over there, and he gave feedback regarding the summit at the beginning. The visa expires after 3 months. We cannot start before 3 months of the summit. Many things. Now we are assured that there's a letter sent to the representatives in England, etc. But we continue to mention this aspect because what was done at Buenos Aires, we see that it will not come the same. In more important summit, it's important to keep, to hit the item, final item, African candidate. Why are there no African candidates in the board? Candidates elected by at large. This is a matter that we cannot respond to, Michelle. Tijani, can I interrupt you, please? We had 2 minutes, and four more people want to take the floor, and they want to discuss four items. Can you go faster, please? Regarding African candidate, Willig, I know we must spare somebody because people have not thought that it was important. That's it. Thank you, Tijani. The floor is now on Philippe Petro. Good morning. I'm delighted to participate in this first meeting and to find some knowledge that I already knew about. For the succession, Sebastian.
First question is, we are voting for a person to follow Sebastian's function or position to replace Sebastian at this position. Okay, thank you, Philippe. Tijani is going to say the same. Correct me, Olivier, if I'm wrong. He was a member of the board representing ALAC, and he has a new mandate. So he can't have a new mandate, so he's among the candidates. You can present yourself for three rounds. We have three rounds. On the first, we have to eliminate two persons, and we have to finish on the second or on the third round. And the second question of Philippe's second question, I'm going to give the floor to Tijani or to Olivier. Okay, Tijani is asking for the floor about the summit or the ILS who requests to come to this meeting before the 31st December of 2013 will come to London. They will be paid their trip will be paid, but there is a limited number of people. You have some special question. There is one per ALS. Yes, there is one person per ALS. Yes. Thank you, Philippe. Tijani, thank you. Olivier, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc is speaking. I just wanted to ask something about the visa issue. Yes, it was well explained, but there is something else we asked. There is a way to ask for an invitation letter. For that, you have to ask it to the .London, .London and Partners. This invitation letter will help a lot to have a visa. The problem is that the form you have to complete to have this letter is written in English. So sometimes we have a problem with the ALS who doesn't speak English. So we asked that this form for invitation letter will be translated, and I think it's going to be ready. The translation is going to be ready soon. I don't know if the staff has some news about that, about the translation of the form. We are waiting for it, and we have been waiting for it since a few weeks. Gisela, have you some news about the translation? No news yet, says Silvia Vivanco. Okay, through the chat. No news about that. So we are going to ask about it. As Tijani said, it is no use to ask for a visa today.
Hello?
Because the visa is 3 months, a 3 month visa. So you have to ask for the visa next month. At the end of March or the beginning of April, you can ask for your visa. Okay, thank you, Olivier. Philippe?
Thank
Philippe,
you very
you have
much.
The floor on the Ingic channel.
Philip Johnson on the English channel. Thank you very much, Aziz. Thank you, Tijani, for your very brief, for your very clear, detailed presentation on the activities of ELAC. What I want to ask to add is, what, you talked something about capacity building for ALS. Now, I would like to know what ELAC has proposed. What medium are we doing? Are we going to do this capacity building for our various ALS in our region? That's the question I'm sending to Tijani. What medium? Is it going to be online medium? Is it going to be face-to-face? What medium will the ALS receive their capacity building? What are the proposals put together within the ALAC? Thank you very much.
Okay, Aziz has the floor. Thank you, Philippe. Tijani, you have the floor to answer to Philippe. Tijani is disconnected. Okay, I'm going to try to answer to you, Philippe. We have talked about that a lot. We have an agenda of the fellowship. The fellowship agenda is already made. It is the same experience as in Dakar when we had 10 ALS which follow the outreach program, the capacity building program, together with the participants of this same program. We also invited these the representatives of each constituency of ALAC to speak about outreach and capacity building for their participants. We also have a program. I don't know if I can give you some more detail, but we are creating a platform. We have some experience of work on this platform. We have the ALAC Academy or the ICANN Academy for the newcomers and for participants, and to form them, to help them to know more about the ICANN activities. Maybe Olivier can help me a little bit. I think Olivier has some more details about that. Okay, thank you very much, Aziz. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc takes the floor. You explained it very well. There will be a capacity building program which will be made online. I think Tijani worked on this issue with a working group, and the idea is that our ALS, when they will come to London, they will already have some knowledge and very good information and on the subject that we are going to address in during the London Summit. Tijani is back, so maybe we are going to give him the floor. Hello, Tijani? Yes, Tijani is asking if you can hear him. Yes, Aziz. Okay, Aziz, please, I'd like to say something. I think Philip's question was about the capacity building before the summit through webinars and through the platform, Tijani. And we are going to use the capacity building, the online capacity building platform of ICANN. So this is the media we are going to use for this capacity building. Thank you. Okay, Aziz, take the floor. Okay, if there are no other comments, we are going to speak about the AFRALO members' activities, recent and upcoming activities. Do you want to speak about the activities you organize at the local level? Philippe, for example, do you want the floor? Philippe, you have the floor.
Thank you, Dazzy. Well, as the ALAC at the local level, for example, my ALAC, we organize some programs, but I would like to just briefly give some activities, recent activities, on the level of AFRALO. As you are aware, recently we sent on our mailing list of statements and themes that we are going to present at Singapore, the meeting between AFRALO and African. We have already received drafts of the statement, and that statement will be distributed very soon to all of the ALAC to look at it, because it is a statement that will be representing all of them. Yes. So I leave that.
Aziz is saying something very important. We are speaking about the ALS activities, not about the AFRALO activities. Philip, did you listen to the interpreter?
Yes.
Aziz is saying that we are speaking about the activities of the ALS, not of AFRALO.
Okay, the activities, okay, we have also a spotlight where we present our ALS activities. I think we recently did a spotlight on ASOC Liberia, ALS, and also another spotlight was also done on ASOC Morocco. So I think that all of the ALS are welcome to use the spotlight, especially we also asking our new commons to also make use of the spotlight so that we can get to know more about the activities of your areas. I think that's what I can say with regards to activities on the areas within Afalo. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Philippe. I would like Sylvia to send the link of the wiki so that the LS can the new LS can go to that page of activities that was requested by the ICANN leaders so that we can follow a little the activities that are being conducted or organized locally in each member country. So now we're going to go to the last item, the subject for discussion. We have 10 minutes still. I am going to apologize to the interpreters. We'll keep you for 10 more minutes to talk about the joint Afro-Africans meeting in the Singapore meeting. You have certainly received the email regarding the topic of this meeting. There was an online consultation on this topic, and then a topic that was proposed on the topic. The topic is explore the ways for Africans or Afalo to sustain the activities of ICANN to attend all the stakeholders. To inform you, I'm going to give the floor to Mohammed, who is with us, or Philip, to speak about where we are now. We are a bit late. I can hear my echo.
Mohammed is here for the transcript.
A declaration on ICANN. A declaration. There was a first step by Mohammed and then Ben Fuller. If you have, you will soon receive to give your opinion. I request the document, which is still under in work, in process. Please contribute to this document so that it is ready before the middle of next week. So this means before we arrive in Singapore, in order to hold our meeting to discuss a topic essentially and to validate. For the instance of ICANN. Mohammed, are you with us? Would you like to take the floor to add anything? Antoine, Philippe?
No. Thank you very much, Hazi. Just as you said, this meeting, Afro and African meeting, the theme will be explore the ways in which members of Afro can support the new initiatives by ICANN to reach out to stakeholders. We have consultations on African mailing list, and this is the theme that has been agreed with the wider community. It was the drafting of the statement was assigned to Ben Fuller, but due to some delay, I have contributed to that. So now we have an almost final version, which is, I agree with you that we need to circulate either end of this week or maximum next week to the mailing list. So at least before Singapore, the Afro and African community will have reviewed the statement. And in the meeting, it's a drafted statement, they might update that draft statement. So the current draft is talking about the strategy and what which programs in the strategy and how we can help ICANN to reach out to stakeholders in Africa. So this is what I can say, that we'll file our best at the end of this week or before mid of next week that the statement draft will be circulated. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippe. Aziz is speaking. As I said, we have a lot of work to do on this statement still. It can't be sent on this, as it is now, this version can't be sent. And I ask the draft committee to work with Mohamed and Ben Fuller and myself. So this statement will be ready to be sent to everybody. Thank you, Philippe. Thank you, everybody. There is only one item left on our agenda. This is the welcome to new ALS. Barak, are you here? I'd like to give the floor to Baran. He's always here with us, and we would like to know what he thinks. I think it's his first meetings with us. I'd like him to be in Singapore, because he wasn't able to come to Buenos Aires because of the visa issue. Do you want to take the floor?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, we hear you. Ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Barak Otieno from Internet Society Kenya Chapter. I believe my colleague Mwendo Akivuva is also online. I hope he'll have something to say. First, I want to say that I was in Buenos Aires. I participated in the AFRALO meeting there. Although we were not formal members of AFRALO, but I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the team, to Aziz and to Tijani and everyone else for making it possible for us to join AFRALO at large, and we look forward to contributing actively to the AFRALO processes now that we are members. As we go along, we are still trying to find our feet so that we can contribute effectively, but rest assured that as we understand the critical issues, we shall be playing our part in contributing and also encouraging the Kenyan internet community to also contribute to AFRALO. I don't know if my colleague Mwendwa is on board. Maybe he can say one or two things. Hello?
Pukango, who is this asking for the floor? Delmo, you are asking for the floor? Okay. Barak was speaking about his colleague. Who was the person Barak spoke about? Okay, Aziz is asking Baran to take the floor. Baran, you are connected. Baran Gilen, do you want to take the floor? Are you connected? Can you hear us? Can you take the floor? Do you want to speak, Baran Gilen? Would you like to speak? We would like to hear you, Baran. Julia is telling us that Baran is not connected on the phone. So last item. We are going to move to the next item. Any other business? Do you want to add something? Something we didn't discuss before
during
this meeting?
Hello, yes. This is Silvia Vivanco from staff. I just wanted to say a few words of welcome to the new LSS and to please ask them to contact me or contact At Large staff if you have any questions, and we will be happy to guide you through the different wikis and the different resources that we have for you. So please reach out to us and we'll be more than happy to help you. Thank you.
Okay, Aziz is taking the floor back. I wanted to say that there is Julia Charbonnel, there is Sylvia Vivanco, there is Gisela Gruber, there is Heidi also, which is the chair of the ICANN staff. So the new ALS, please just contact them and ask them any question. You can ask questions about the conference call, the participation on the conference call, or anything else, material or anything. If there are no other comments, Aziz, I'm sorry. I wanted to know if among the AFRALO members, someone feel implicated in the process of the future of the Internet, and some people who will participate to the Brazil conference. Because we didn't speak about that. I wanted to ask that question. Okay, Aziz is speaking. Michel, I remind you that the AFRALO, thanks to an initiative of Mohamed El-Bashir, made a statement that we transmitted to the board, and I think that we don't know who is going to represent AFRALO or ALAC in Brazil. I don't know. We don't know it yet. If someone has this information, can you answer the question? Of Philip. Philip, do you want to have the floor? Yes, very quickly. I wanted to thank you for receiving us. Age Numérique is an NGO from Ivory Coast. We were together with you tonight with Congo. Kolibali and Delmo were the other representatives of the other country of Africa. So thank you and for the reception, the kind reception you gave us in AFRALO. Thank you, Philip, says Aziz. We count on you to dynamize AFRALO. Tijani, you have the floor for the last comment. Tijani takes the floor. I wanted to tell you, Aziz, that if you forgot Ariel when you was giving your thanks to Ariel, to the staff, you forgot Ariel, so we need to remember Ariel. Okay, Aziz, take the floor. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you in Singapore. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Right.